Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. I am your host and, yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, do we have a show prepared for you today. We are live. It's 4 o'clock Canadian time. And I have to stress Canadian time because we have people listening to us all over the world. And that's just amazing. We have a special guest actually listening and talking to us all the way from beautiful Holland. My goodness, this is the very first country. This is the very first time that we have somebody from Holland. We have to say hello to all of listeners worldwide. We have Australia. So hello to my Australia listeners, South America, Central America, Netherlands. We have people through our 10 wonderful, beautiful provinces here in Canada. Obviously, United States, huge following United States. And I'm so happy to add to my beautiful world map that we have here right in front of me, Holland. My goodness, he is originally from South America, but he resides in Holland. But before I bring my wonderful guest, my very amazing guest, I was Googling him, and he not only a musician, but he's an actor. He has something else going on, and we will talk to him in a little while. As I mentioned, I have to say hello to my listeners worldwide. We have over 10,000 listeners worldwide. If it's not live, we have it recorded. We have listeners listening to the recorded shows, which is amazing. I have to thank you, and I have to applaud you, because without you, without you guys, without the support, without everything, all the emails and all the comments that you guys do on social media, this show could not be possible. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please don't forget to email us. Their email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada, because we are in Canada, broadcasting right from beautiful Toronto. It is a beautiful country, it's a beautiful city, but we are in Canada, in North America, in the middle of the winter. I would say middle, in the winter, just kind of starting the winter. We had a beautiful December. We had very mild weather, felt like spring. But now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. It's -7 right now. Some of you in the South American countries, or some of my friends that are listening from Jamaica, they're wondering what that feels like. Well, if you put your hand in the freezer and you wait there for a little longer, it kind of sort of feels like that. So walking in this weather with the windshield, which it feels like -10, it's a treat. Some of you know that I love running, and I had to stick to the treadmill for the last 2 weeks. So, yes, it's cold. It's windy. We had quite a bit of snow here, and for some of you that love the snow, but you've only seen it in the movies, and for Christmas, you're wondering, oh, I love to see that. I love to experiment that. Yes, it's nice, but once you live here, you just say, I had enough. I want the warm weather. I've been here in Canada for over 25 years. We love this country, and it's beautiful, but this time of year, I wish we could have a little bit more sun, but it's what it is, and we love who we are. And in pure different parts of the world, some people are complaining that the heat is too much. Some of our friends in Brazil, they're posting some stuff for how hot it is. There is no water. So I think we should take it easy, and we should just be thankful for what we have and how we have it, and that's what it's meant to be. And that's my thought for that. Also, I want to thank right now my sponsors. We've been sponsored by NaturNova.ca. If you are in the Toronto or even in the Ontario area, and if you are looking for a program for your summer camp or your school, or if March break is coming up, contact NaturNova.ca. Also, we've been sponsored by Alka Total Fitness. Alka Total Fitness is a workout. They focus on kickboxing. If you're looking after the holiday season, if you think I had a little bit too much to eat for the holiday season, AlkaTotalFitness.ca on kickboxing, you can work out up to 900 calories. And last but not least, we're being sponsored by Success by Design magazine. Is a brand new magazine that is coming here to Toronto, and if you're interested in acquiring the magazine, just look them up at successbydesignmagazine.com. And that's pretty much all my announcements before I bring my guests on. And if you're interested in having the Lizzie T radio show play your music, remember this is a radio show. We do have songs. We have today's, and as I always mentioned, this is a radio show. So right after the interview, we'll be having song. And today wouldn't be the exception. We have a nice song submitted by our guest, Amaro, and here's a little preview.
There was something special about you.
And I hope you enjoy it, because this is going to be one of the songs that is going to be played right after my interview. So here's a little bio. Amaro is, as I mentioned, originally from South America, and he resides in Holland. So we'll have a lot of Hollandish listeners. He started paying attention to music when he was 5, when he saw Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton performing on television, fueled by the musicality of his grandmother. Amaro soon became fascinated by music. Singing around the house was part of his daily routine. As a youngest, and while he was obtained at as he loved singing, his mother, and he's on the other hand, was also animate, and you better go to school and get a degree. That's what his mom used to say. And well, he did that. He moved to Europe from South America when Amaro decided to pursue his true passion, and that would take years before his musical release. But, you know, this is one of the things I love about people. When they stick to their passion, their love, there's nothing, there's nobody that can tell them otherwise. They're going to be doing what they need to be doing. Well, let's not delay it any longer, and let's bring him on. Let's welcome with a wonderful round of applause. Here is Amaro. Welcome, Amaro, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. It's 10 o'clock your time, and my goodness, welcome. How are you doing this evening? Afternoon for us.
Good afternoon to all of you in Canada, beautiful Canada. I've been to Canada in 2005. I had a blast. I'm doing fine. First of all, thank you for having me on your program. It's an honor. I know that you have a great fan base, and I want to extend my best wishes for the new year to all of them also. So thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit. And before you start talking, I'd love to play a little game. And just, you're familiar to TV, but you don't need warming up. You already know what this is all about. But I just humor me. I love to ask my game is, what's your favorite drink?
What's my favorite drink? That would be Perrier water, bottled water. Are you familiar with that brand, Perrier?
Absolutely, absolutely. We love it here in Canada, and we've had everything here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, from pina coladas to wine to Shirley Temple. So Perrier is the very first one. It's funny. I figured I listened to everything, and there it comes, somebody with a novelty. Absolutely, we love Perrier.
Well, the thing is, the reason being, I'm alcohol intolerant, so I don't drink alcohol.
That is a fantastic choice. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I read here that you started music when you were just 5 years old, and you had an inspiration, somebody that inspired you, Kenny Rogers, which is amazing, very country, and Dolly Parton, both of very country songs. Wow, interesting. So tell us a little bit about more of that.
Well, my earliest recollection of me being interested in music came when with my grandmother, actually. She instilled in me the gift of music because she was a very active member in the church, and she would play the organ and the guitar and all of those things. And then after Sunday morning service, we would go back to the house, and she would sit behind the piano or the organ. She would play a traditional hymn, and she would sing, and she would encourage me to sing. And I was too afraid to sing, and my voice was like very tiny and like a child, and I was very insecure, I guess. But she would push me, and that was my earliest recollection of, you know, being introduced to music like that. And then I think I must have been about 6 or something when I saw Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton on television, on the rare occasion that we were allowed to watch television. In fact, it wasn't so much that we were allowed to watch that evening. I just snuck up into the living room and took a sneak peek, and that's when I saw Kenny and Dolly. And I remember telling my mom, who are these people? Where are they from? I'm going to sing with them someday. And my mom said, you better go to school and get a degree. But we were exposed to a lot of different genres of music, because my mom, believe it or not, was a big country music fan. She still to this day loves Jim Reeves and Hank Williams and all of those people. So it was a very eclectic mix in our household, you know, from Motown to country music to reggae, you name it. So that's a little about me.
Fantastic. And looks like you had a lot of inspiration, whether it's from church, from your mom, from your grandmother. And there you are. Here you are pursuing your dream. And this is phenomenal. This is what I love about people that have a dream, have a desire in their heart. They don't stop there. Although your mom said, you know, go to school and get a degree. Did you follow your mom's advice? Or
yes,
you were doing good for you.
Yes, no, I had to. I had no choice. I mean, you have to understand, I come from a very strict family, and my mom, you really didn't want to mince words with my mother as a child, because she was not putting up with that. So I did finish college. I have a degree in business, but at the same time, I also went to Los Angeles to study acting. I studied acting here in the Netherlands, and I also went to the Hair Academy, because at one point I thought that I was going to have my own salon, my chain of salons all over the country, and I didn't finish that. So I do know how to do hair and all of that stuff. I do know how to act. I do know how to make and produce music and sing a little bit and all of that stuff. And that is basically what I've always wanted to do, which is to make music and to make movies and all of that stuff. So
fantastic.
That's my
fantastic.
First love. Yeah.
That is your first love, and that's what you're pursuing. You're listening
yeah.
to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live. It's 4 o'clock Toronto time. We're here talking to Amara. If you are looking at the pictures right now, all my social media, you can see a very handsome fellow and a very amazing voice. We will be playing his song right after the interview. And if you're interested, calling us in, just ask a question, say hello. I don't know, maybe you are a producer, maybe you have a show and in different parts of the world. This is what is amazing about the internet and the Lizzie T Radio Show. You're looking for somebody like him to have it on your stage. The number to call in is 347-996-3926. Very easy, 347-996-3926. And our social media is open. My Facebook is Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button right now on my Lizzie T Radio Show. You can click on it. You can listen to us live. Or if you just logged in and you're wondering, who does Lizzie have on the show today? Well, we have Amara. And Amara Holland, my goodness, this is the very first one in the Lizzie T Radio Show. I will be cutting for a couple of words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back with Amara.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6. Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And we're back. I'm the host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. It is the 4/17 of January. My goodness, January 13, 2016. Didn't we just celebrate New Year's just like the other day? My goodness. And we are, as I mentioned, live today with Amara from Holland, beautiful Netherlands. I've never definitely need to check out. It's one of my bucket list things, places to go. And we're talking to him all about his career. We're talking about his music, how he got started, what motivated him, what influences him. But he is releasing a brand new solo and a CD. So let's find out. So Amara, you have a brand new solo right now. You got inspired to write a single. Can you talk a little bit about that? You're releasing something new. You've worked with very amazing people. I was looking in your bio that you were part of a very elite group back in 2007. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You mean you want to know about my debut back in 2007?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me start at the beginning. I actually met somebody online, and this lady was the manager of a group of very well-known stand-up comedians in Los Angeles. And I befriended her online, and I said, well, listen, I'm a singer, and I'm about to, you know, release a couple of songs, and I need some help. Can you assist me? And we befriended each other, and then she put me through to a friend of hers in Chicago. So I went to Chicago in 2007 to record those songs, and I came back to Europe, to Holland, and that generated my first single to be released. It's called Put Your Hands Up. The video is still online, and it's still available on iTunes. And while the first CD didn't do a hell of a lot, it didn't stop me from continuing to keep pursuing what I want to do. And at the same time, while music is and always will be my first love, the acting jobs kept pouring in, so the music had to take a back seat yet again. So finally in 2014, I said, listen, it's time for new music. I need to do something. And I had a couple of songs written, and I took one to the studio, and that was my second single, Put Your I'm the One You Need. I'm sorry. I'm the One You Need was released last year in January, and it ended up winning multiple awards in Los Angeles. And it's, in fact, still it's nominated for two awards at the SCM Awards in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow, congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you.
This is awesome. Let me applaud you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm the One You Need is nominated for Song of the Year and Video of the Year. And I mean, as a matter of fact, today I received the third award for the song, because it did go to number one on two different independent radio charts. So they sent the award to me. I received it today. And I'm very happy about that because, you know, as an independent artist, it is, you know, mm-hmm. that little bit of promotion that helps you to put your work,
keep
to showcase
going, yeah.
your work. To showcase your work, to keep going. Exactly. So I wanted to close the year with a bang. And I decided to release a new single, which is The One. It's called The One. And that is why I'm here today on your show, because I'm here to promote that single. It's a mid-tempo kind of ballad kind of song. It's kind of old schoolish, but that's how I like it. Because as a child of the 80s, I really wanted to pay tribute to the 80s. I really wanted to it's an ode to love, you know what I mean? So the tribute to the 80s, it reflects in the video, it reflects in the arrangement of the song and all of that stuff. So hence The One, you know.
And we're going to be playing that song and right after we finish with talking to Amara. And I had the mm-hmm. opportunity to listen to the song as well, everyone. And I love it. It really gives you that background to the 80s. And I was going to ask him exactly what inspires. So what is your source of inspiration, Amara?
Well, I have a lot of different types of songs. When I write my lyrics, I try to derive from my own life and my own personal experiences. I was going to release a different song. It's called Independence Day, which is a song that is about a very difficult relationship that I've never had and that I should have had. But we're going to talk about that on a different Lizzie T show. I chose to go with love.
That is your book coming up. So
I am telling you, you're reading my mind. But I decided to pay tribute to love because, you know, I love, and there's nothing better than love, actually, when you think about it. And in fact, that is one of the things that we definitely need more of these days. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to work on my song, The One, which I wrote back in 2001. I recorded the demo, and I didn't like the demo. I didn't like what it didn't do anything for me. So I took it to the studio to work on, and I told one of my producers, I said, listen, we need to do something different with this, with the vocal arrangement, because I love the beat, I love everything about it, but, you know, to make a long story short, I changed some of the lyrics and I changed some of the vocal arrangements and the backing vocals, and that generated this version of the song, which I absolutely just adore. I love it. I really do love it.
And if you're watching right now on my social media, the Lizzie T Radio Show, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, I will also have a link on my Twitter page and on my Instagram. There is a link right now to the Lizzie T Radio Show on Facebook, and right underneath I have linked this song, The One. An awesome video. You should be very proud, Amara, for the work that they've done. It's very, very classy, lots of detail. And nowadays, it's really everybody's shooting everything with their phones. So to have something very professional looking is hard and expensive. So congratulations that you've actually pushed your producers to do something very, very professional. And You're very welcome. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today, where it is almost 4:30 Toronto time, but it's 10:30 Poland time. That's what our guest is from. If you are just tuning in right now and you're wondering, who does Lizzie T has today? Well, we have Amara. He's all the way from Holland, originally from South America. He's here to talk all about his life, all about his music. His brand new release, which is The One, is on YouTube, an amazing video. You have to check it out. If you have questions for me, maybe, or my guests, the number to call in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. We are live right now. And if you're shy, if you think, I can't do this, this is too intimidating, well, then how about you put a comment or you ask a question right on our social media. I will be right back for a couple of words to my sponsor, and we'll continue talking to Amara.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. Is Wednesday, January the 13th, and is 4:30 Toronto time. And we're speaking to Amara. Amara, I was actually Googling you, and I discovered that you also are into cooking. You have a pretty awesome, pretty funny. yes, well, see, that's what happened with the internet. You Google somebody and a whole bunch of stuff comes out. So is that something else? Is something else that you do on the side? You have a cooking channel, which is pretty awesome.
Well, I started to cook when I was 9. I think that is when I fried an egg for the first time. And it didn't go very well because I was 6. Let me backtrack a little bit. I was 6, and then my grandmother taught me how to fry an egg, but she is from the old school, and she wouldn't crack the egg in a bowl. She would crack the egg in the frying pan while it's on the stove, right? And she wanted me to do the same, but I was too chicken to, you know, I thought I was going to get burned
no
by the flames.
No pun intended.
I know, no pun intended. And then instead of cracking the egg inside the frying pan, I cracked it on the stove, and that cured me for, I think, a good 3 years, because when I was 9, that's when I, according to my mom, had shown a second interest in cooking. And I think I must have been about 9 and a half, maybe 10, when I cooked my first meal. It was vile, but I did it, and I can only tell you that I perfected my art ever since.
And now you have this YouTube channel where you teach other people how to create pretty amazing meals, and I see that you have a pretty good amount of followers. So So this is something that you pursue also because you are an actor. You've taken acting lessons. Would I see in your future a cooking channel perhaps or a show within regards to teaching others how to simply cook?
Well, if the Food Network is listening, they're, you know, they can always call me. The fact of the matter is I try to showcase a lot of recipes from my native country, the Republic of Suriname in South America, because I find that on YouTube there aren't a lot of people. First of all, not a lot of people are familiar with my country. And I wanted to, well, in my own special way, put my country on the map, so to speak, and showcase a lot of recipes because our kitchen is very diverse. You know what I mean? We have a lot of different groups of people that live in mm-hmm. my country. It's a melting pot of different cultures.
Yeah, you have the Indian and you have the African and you have the South America, Latin America, Brazilian. So you have everything.
Exactly. You know, and their cuisines combined, that is what makes our cuisine so rich, I think. You know what I mean? It's a lot of recipes combined, a lot of ideas, a lot of flavors, a lot of things that are not so westernized. You know what I mean? So I wanted to showcase that on a separate cooking channel, because when I started my original YouTube channel, which is Amaru Online, I initially set up that channel because I wanted to showcase my work as an actor. I had a lot of bit parts that I, you know, like commercials and films and, you know, print ads that I've done. I had all of those things on my original artist channel. And every now and again, I would, you know, have a cooking video up. And then a friend of mine told me, she said, well, listen, you need to set up a different channel for your cooking videos and see how that's going to take off. And she wasn't lying. My cooking channel is generating a lot of views. I can tell you that much.
And I can see it. I can see it from your YouTube channel that a lot of people see. Western Indian cuisine here in Canada is very popular, very strong. And I can tell that in Holland probably that is not as popular as more of the North American stuff. So you probably have most of your audience right from Europe.
Yeah, my demographic is definitely a lot of women, first of all, and my videos are most popular in America, in Canada, in mostly English speaking countries, because I chose to do my videos in English because, you know, I can speak Dutch and I can speak Spanish and I can speak a couple of other languages, but you want to reach as many people as you possibly can. That's how I feel, and that is why I mm-hmm. decided to do all of my videos in English, because that is, you know, it's a universal language. You know what I mean? So as a result of that, I ended up garnering a lot of people from America and Canada, mostly Australia, England. You know what I mean? So, the channel is growing. Yeah,
and you're very well rounded. There's the acting life part of you and the singing part of you. One thing I love to find out is this is really what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. So let's tell the audience before we run out of time, and we still have to play your song. Where can people reach you? You give us your website, and where can people contact you at? So please go ahead.
Sure. www.amaru.nl. I'm going to spell that for you. That is amaru.nl. And that is actually my name, because people always ask me, is that your real name? Yes, it is. It's not a moniker. That is my actual name. It's a very common name in a lot of South American countries. People can also find me on YouTube under Amaru Online, or either food and the single guy, because I am a single guy and I cook. And thirdly, they can look me up on Twitter under Amaru Online. And where else? I'm on SoundCloud also. as Amaru Online. I'm everywhere. But when you go to my website, amaru.nl, you will find all the links to my social media, including a link to my resume on the Internet Movie Database, and you know, a lot of press articles and newspaper clippings and all of that stuff, pictures, audio, video, it's all there on my official website.
I love how people know, some people know how promoters promote themselves, and you are definitely one of them. So I have everyone the links to Amaru's website. So is amaru.nl. There's a link to my social media, and later on will be on my website. Some of you are looking at lizzyt.com. It is in construction. We are revamping. 2016 is a brand new year, so we are revamping my website. So there is going to be an amazing brand new website coming up. So I will have this link, Amaru's link, right on my website as well. But right now it is on my social media, and also the video that we were just talking about, it is also on my social media. So Amaru, my last question, what is new? What are you planning for the future? What are your biggest aspirations? And by the way, I love this question, because feel free to dream. And once you say it, once it's out there, once the universe actually got a hold of what you are, your biggest plan is, hey, you are accountable, and we have to work towards that. I'm just kidding. Just, you know, what are your plans for the future?
Well, my plans for the future are definitely to become a better singer and a better actor, first of all, artistically. But on a more personal note, to become a better son, a better uncle, a better person in general. Not that I'm a horrible person, don't think that, because I'd like
and you
to
know
think
what?
I'm a nice
Amaru,
guy.
Everybody of us need, all of us need improvement in whatever is it that we
exactly.
are.
We
need to be, we need to be a better person no matter what, and improving in that is just phenomenal.
Yeah. No, but on an artistic level, I definitely want to grow. I definitely want to expand as an artist. I definitely want to book shows internationally. I had the opportunity to play a gig in Italy last year, and that was fun because, you know, I was introducing a whole – I introduced my music to a whole different audience, and that was really, really fun to do. And even though they didn't know the words to the song, they were there's a video on my YouTube channel, and they were clapping and singing along, you know, as best as they could. So I definitely want to book some shows overseas and, you know, spread the word about my music, because I'm an independent artist. I don't have, you know, like a PR machine backing me. I don't have a label backing me. Everything that I do, I finance myself, and I release myself independently. You know what I mean? So it would be very beneficial for me to to find somebody that's, you know, going to take me on, you know, for a couple of shows here and there and all of that stuff. Yeah.
And we here in Canada, we are looking forward to perhaps having you come in one day and sing for us here in Toronto.
I would
Toronto is very multicultural, and we have people from all over the world. And we have shows, and we have some music show, jazz festivals, and things like that. So for any producer that is listening to us right now, or it will be listening to us as a recorded version, pay attention. It's here, and he will love to come to Canada, or perhaps in the States, or he's in Europe, perhaps. And so give us a call. The website right now is amaru.nl, because he is in Holland, the beautiful Netherlands. His website is on my social media, and also there is a contact button on his website, so you can basically fill it out, and he will be happy to answer. He's a self-promoting himself, and we love to support him 150% for what he does. And one last question, Amir. What would you say to my audience, to somebody who's listening to us in the other side of the world? They just tuned in, have never heard of the Lizzy T Radio Show, they never heard of you, but they love what you have to say. They love your words of inspiration. What would you say to them? What would be one word starting, and they would like to be where you are right now?
You mean starting out in music?
Yeah, perhaps music or acting, or they want to be in the industry.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I can say is people have to learn about the business part of show business. What I find is that a lot of people want to be in the spotlight. They want to be famous. They want to be known. They want to be seen. They want the exposure. But this can be a very lucrative business if you know the business aspect of show business, because there's a lot riding on, you know, you have a lot riding on things, you know what I mean? If you don't know what a contract is about and you're signing your life away, that can be very bad for you in the long run. So if there's anything if any advice that I can give to people, young people or people that are just starting out, learn as much as you possibly can about the business before, you know, actually getting into the business. And when you're in the business and you have that knowledge, you can make a lot of beautiful things happen for you. You know what I mean? But you have to be willing to do the work. What I also find is that a lot of people just want to reap the benefits of show business and not do the work. You cannot have one hit single and then sit on your behind and expect things to happen for you. That is when the work starts, actually. You know what I mean? So you don't be complacent. Be willing to be on the grind, because that is what I do. I am always on the grind. I'm always looking for opportunities to further my music and all of that stuff. So if there's anything I can give people, any advice, it would be that. And lastly, tune into the Lizzy T Show. Why don't you?
Very, very good. I love it. I love it. So two things that I got out of this, everyone. If you are just tuning in right now, you're cooking and you have the internet on and you're listening to us right now, get to know the business. And it works for everything, not just the music industry, not just becoming an actor, but whatever is it that you do. If your inspiration is to become a coach, get to know the business, perhaps shadow other coaches. Or if you are into public speaking, do a couple of trains yourself. Follow somebody that is really good at that. So get to know any business that you think that you want to get into, and do the work. That is the hard part, but there is all the stars, even Amara. It takes a lot of work. And if you're willing to do the work, I know that your reward is coming. Amara, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being part of the Lizzy T Radio Show, being part of this amazing network that we have created here worldwide, sharing your life, sharing your expertise, giving us at the end beautiful words of advice and good information for us to follow through. Any last word, my dear?
Any last words? Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to you. You've been an absolute dream. And thank you to your listening audience and everybody that's showing an interest in my music. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I just want to say thank you. And, you know, we shall keep in touch.
Absolutely. It was a delight speaking to you today, all the way from beautiful Holland, and the time different and everything worked out great. The advantages that we have is daylight for us here. And I will not delay any longer, everyone. Here is the song. Make sure you enjoy it, like it, forward, tweet it, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
There was something special about you. The minute you walked into the room, I knew you were the one. Tell me it doesn't change.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzy T Radio Show, and that was Amaru's song. And, I am hoping that you continue listening to us. We have one more song, and this is from Nick from Alberta, right here from Canada, and the song is called Just a Crush.
Connected, I'm disconnected from the voice that's telling me to.
That was Andrea Pages with the song Falling, and it was nominated just recently for an award. So congratulations. Thank you. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3, and congratulations again, Andrea, on your award, on your nomination. That was very good, very amazing accomplishment. We will be back just to announce right now. We have a couple of announcements, and here's a word of my sponsor, and I'm going to be right back.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increase muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are coming to the end of the show. I have one couple announcements to do right now. One of them are if you are in the Toronto Mississauga area, I have volunteered to the Mississauga Food Bank. The food bank needs an unbelievable amount of volunteers to sort through the food. There was a picture of me with the logo of the food bank and the tons of food that was donated over the holiday season, Christmas and so forth. So thank you everyone for donating, but we need help to go there and sort the food and sort things that had come. Also, they're in highly need for baby food and baby food and formula. So if you are in the Mississauga, Ontario area, rather, make sure that you stop by, and if you're able to, baby food and baby formula is a must. Also, the Nature Nova has a book. It's called The Peregrine Falcon and the Concrete Kingdom, and they're having a book lunch. So please check in on my social media, LizzieT/radio, and there is a meet and greet on February the 27th to 30 p.m. So it's a meet and greet in February the 27th, Saturday at 2:30 p.m. The address and all the links is there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. You guys have been amazing. And we'll be back tomorrow with another show, with another guest. And as I always say, make it a fantastic day, everyone.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?